The Anishinaabe believe the black ash tree is a gift to their people, and they say it's carried them through many hard times. The story of the baskets is part of a display in the Zeebuing Center at the Saginaw Chippewa Reservation in central Michigan. Judy Pamp is assistant director of the center, and she remembers how important baskets were when she was growing up.
We ate, it was because there was baskets to sell our trade. And it's went from that being the thing that sustained us to where now it's more of an art and a rare art, and that you do in limited quantities.
Pamp comes from a long line of basket makers, and she'd like to pass on the skills to her granddaughter. But she says the baskets aren't the most important thing. Rather, it's a sense of connection among the generations when making them.
You know, the whole family pulling together, the whole community pulling together to help one another out, that everybody was important, everybody had their role.
Some family members may be good at a certain part of the basket making, and there's plenty of work to divvy up. First, there's going into a swamp to select a black ash tree, cut it down, and haul it out. Then there's peeling off the bark and pounding the wood into strips called splints for baskets. All that can take 25 hours of hand labor. Then it's another 6 or 8 hours to weave a basket. Without trees, basket makers worry they may lose that closeness of working together. The emerald ash borer isn't on tribal lands yet, but it's in two neighboring counties. Scientists say it's only a matter of time before the beetle invades the reservation and wipes out the ash trees. The invasive pest got to the U.S. in cargo shipped from Asia. Despite quarantines, the bug continues to spread because people move infested firewood, timber, or landscape trees. Deb McCullough is an entomologist at Michigan State University. She concedes ash trees in lower Michigan are goners.
Took me a while to get my mind around that. You know, we're going to see somewhere probably in the neighborhood of 400 million ash trees in the forests of lower Michigan that eventually are going to succumb to emerald ash borer unless something really amazing happens in the next few years.
McCullough says they're looking for a way to help trees resist the insect or a predator to keep it in check, but it might be years before a solution is found. So the tribes are looking at their own ways to deal with the ash borer. One idea is to harvest a whole bunch of black ash splints for baskets and freeze them to use later. That would keep basket making going for a while.
And if they're pounded correctly, it can be split into, each growth ring can be split into two splints.
Another plan is to collect and save seeds from the black ash trees. Basket maker Renee Dillard says someday maybe trees can be replanted from seed, but she says that means 40 or 50 years before any wood is harvestable, and she doesn't think she'll be around then to teach her grandchildren how to choose the right tree and pound out the splints.
As a people, we're pretty resilient and we can adapt to change. It's just that we're losing an important part of that whole black ash process, and I don't want my great-grandchildren to just make baskets. They need to understand the whole process because it's done carefully and prayerfully.
Dillard follows the old ways. She lays down tobacco as an offering of thanks for the tree, and she believes this calls her ancestors to witness her use of the gift. The Anishinaabe don't know why the emerald ash borer is taking the black ash tree at this time, but their tradition teaches for every hardship there will be an answer and something to balance the loss. For the GLRC, I'm Bob Allen.